What's going on, people? It's the Magnificent TDK, aka Tafari XL. The next edition of the Block Report. What's going on with y'all out there? Trying to see what's going on. Well, we're in the new world, a different stage of the new world order, and this is the COVID stage, and there's a lot of things that are going on out here. And one of the things that we are noticing as well is that racism and white supremacy does not take a break, not even during a pandemic. So, what I would like to bring to you is a couple of articles from the news today, and we're going to talk about a few things. Of course, as always, because I'm always giving commentary. Don't forget, people, that you can find the Block Report podcast on Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts as well, and all your other favorite podcasts and networks. There is a Facebook page on facebook.com/ The Block Report, and you can like, share, leave comments there. I already have a few people that are quite offended. They're offended by grammar, supposedly. They're offended by the fact that by me not being a particular cited source in the dominant society media, the mainstream media. And they're offended by the topics and the things that I bring up, because I've been advertising and promoting the episodes for the show, for the broadcast, it's interchangeable with me at times. And so therefore I'm upsetting these people. And they're getting upset. And they're saying, and they're admitting to it. It just bugs them to no end. Because they must be saying to themselves, who are these black people think they are? Or non-white, they don't even know. Maybe they do know. Well, they should know based upon the picture that I have posted. That think they can go ahead and make commentary and subjects and talk about white supremacy and white supremacists. So, their whole thing is because that's supposed to be a subject that is not talked about. It's supposed to be as if it's not real, and the only people that can speak on anything are the people that are sanctioned by the mainstream white media. Those are the reputable sources. Those are the sources of information that you need to reference or be referenced from And if they don't give you the sanction, then you're not reputable. Well, anyway, so since that is the case, let's go to some of this white media that is out here, and we'll reference an article that comes from them. This is, you guys can't see this, but this is a guy by the name of Todd Mizell from AM New York. And he's reporting here that Brooklyn Yeshiva under police watch after clearing students from gathering. Police were stationed outside a Brooklyn Yeshiva on Tuesday, a day after cops raided the school where more than 60 students were gathered for religious classes, officials said. The students were said to have come from the Williamsburg community, where police have been shutting down similar schools to prevent the spread of COVID-19. That community of Orthodox Satmar Jews is comprised of 4 zip codes, including 11237, 11211, 11249, and 11237 again, which has a total of 5,550 people tested with COVID-19. Over 5,000 people tested with COVID-19 in those zip codes and those communities. And let me tell you, generally, those communities, especially with Orthodox Jews, generally is very segregated. Okay. And of those, there were 472 from those zip codes who died of complications from coronavirus. Officers were outside of Nitra Yeshiva on Madison Street and Bedford-Stuyvesant all day today to make sure the community does not violate the social distancing and gathering rules. The NYPD moved in on Monday, shut down the Brooklyn Yeshiva that held a class with at least 60 children, all of whom were escorted out of the building. The building itself, a turn-of-the-century converted horse stable. I found that to be quite interesting. That last line right there, the building was a turn-of-the-century horse stable converted. You know, but the thoughts that one could have about how that building may smell or how sanitary. I mean, I'm sure things were done, but who knows who did the work that converted that building? Who knows what that is? Anyway, is unmarked on the outside. The raid came as a result of a 311 call at about 11:30 a.m. Mayor Bill de Blasio said, but no summonses were issued. Well, hey, yeah, a raid comes, no summonses issued. Basically, hey, we came here to escort all of you out of here and break this up. No summonses, no arrests. But if you're black, you know, you get punched in the face, slapped in the face, get arrested, catch a charge, get humiliated, and all the rest. But over here, not even a summons. Officers ordered the administrator to disperse the class, and the city is issuing a cease and desist order against the yeshiva. The cease and desist order was then posted on the front door of the building to remind the community of the order. Yeah, because they have to remind them, obviously. This is just, they put that there. These people are not obeying or don't obey or abide by none of the orders or laws placed by these people. These are people that in some of their enclaves and communities, they have their own sort of police. When the police come out there, it's like they got some of their own that walk up alongside the police as directing the police how the investigation should be done or excuse me, or what should be done and what is to be known and how things are to be handled. You know, something that black folk should aspire to, because you want to be able to police your neighborhoods instead of calling in police to police you. Where is it? Yeah, to remind the community of the order. The order was addressed to David Moskowitz, the registered administrator of the building. Commissioner Dermot Shea, that's commissioner of police, said in his interview in New York, NYPD, on New York One this morning that they will continue to shut down gatherings. The mayor said, "We will enforce this, and if people disperse immediately, they are not getting summonses. But there is no gatherings, period," Shea said. So basically, they're not giving summonses because they're not trying to put cases and have these people go through the legal system, because these people are generally, you know, they're not black people. If it was black folks, then yeah, run them bastards through the damn system. Forget giving them a blind and talking about no summonses. And these people, the thing is that several weeks ago, or over a month ago, de Blasio did something similar, had a raid and broke something down and said, okay, we're not no longer giving warnings. These people continue to get warnings. They get light-handed, soft-handed treatment. But it's not just them. But black folks, yeah, it's a different story. Let's go with the... So, we're here on the Black Report, and we want to report some of the things that are going on out here in the local area. I know sometimes I don't really read articles, so this might be something new for y'all to hear from me, and I usually just go off the top, or just, you know, speak from my mind, giving my point of view. But I want to be able to, because people think what they think, but I also want to give you guys, see, it's not that I'm just talking. I want you guys to understand that I have references from where I'm getting my talking points. Now, I don't use the talking points in the references. My talking points are not the talking points from the references. I read this stuff. I watch, you know, I research, I study, not just this. There's more than this, but I'm giving you as an example this today. And then I use my common sense and I put two and two together. I read between the lines. So therefore, I don't have a major corporation like a Disney, which owns ABC and ESPN, or a corporation like Comcast or GE or Viacom or CBS that directs and tells me what to think and how to think, or tells me what is true and what is not true. So the thing is that I absorb the information, then I digest the information, dissect it, and then bring, and that's how I get my talking points. So maybe you could use that as a tip for you to do what you do in your life and understanding what's going on out here. another interesting topic here, which I came across. Blinded by the light. MTA turns to UV rays to kill COVID-19. So, during this plandemic situation, just like the subprime situation, even though the subprime was a financial thing strictly, this situation is a health/financial situation, but they're using a health situation in order to reshuffle, redistribute wealth and power and set the stage for a new paradigm of wealth and power and how commerce will be conducted. Now, I had from the early get-go, around like February, I believe, but early on in the year, I had posed the question, what if all of this COVID thing was about changing the dynamics of wealth and power in the world at the time? And it is clearly a vehicle to me, in my opinion, it is clearly a vehicle for that. You have many people that seek, there are some companies that are now doing way better than other companies, especially on the stock market and also in their revenue and earnings. So, and some companies are going into bankruptcy, and some companies are vulnerable to be swallowed up by these bigger international, multifaceted, conglomerate type of companies that are looking to increase their market share all across the board, which would make them some sort of multinational monopoly, which would also make them equivalent to basically a nation, because only nations or countries can approach them. No one could stop them. And that's what something that people need to look out for. But let's read this article here by Mark Hallam. From the same paper, blinded by the light, MTA turns to UV rays to kill COVID-19. Scientists from Columbia University were with MTA officials on Tuesday to announce what they regard to be a groundbreaking new approach to disinfecting the subways. With ultraviolet light technology found to kill microbial life, including COVID-19. On surfaces of trains and buses, transit leaders believe they have found a new weapon to keep their staff and riders safe in the fight against the coronavirus pandemic. David Brenner, director of the Center for Radiological Research at Columbia, backed up the MTA's claim that this is a practical way for the agency to make the city's transit system safer after 120 transit workers have died from coronavirus. Now, people, this guy's reporting what he's reporting, but he doesn't fully know whether or not if these people died, you know, he's just reporting what is out there and what has been put out there. I can't really say whether or not if any of these reporters have an agenda, but there are people that do have an agenda. So just as I said, we read between the lines and we read with caution. That's how we get our talking points. And we use our common sense and we use our intuition, put two and two together. All right.
the good news here is that, is that UV is a proven and effective technology, and it is 100% safe to humans after it is applied. So it's a proven and effective technology for what? For COVID? When? If that was the case, why they didn't come out with it to begin with? And say, you know what? This is how we're going to battle the situation. With the UV rays. Now all of a sudden UV rays is popping up and they're touting it as if it's something great and scientific. Let me tell you something. This is nothing but some sort of interconnected personal. Now there's all kinds of course, whenever there's a crisis, there's all kinds of technology or inventiveness that could come up or whatever, something that could definitely help pull people out of the crisis. It could be a solution, you know, because one of the things about entrepreneurship, not so much capitalism. Capitalism does and will, it can play a part in capitalism. And one of the things about entrepreneurship is that when there's a need or a problem, that's what you seek to do. You try to fulfill a need or solve a problem, and that is how you get money when you're dealing with entrepreneurship. Now, you see, if you want to go ahead and when you have a job and what you do is a job, then all you do is that you do a task, and that's how you get money. You perform a task and you get money, and that's a job. When you have a skill, you can do either or. You can perform a task or fulfill a need. But entrepreneurship is solving a problem and or fulfilling a need, because you'll either provide a product or service that will assist someone with whatever they're dealing with. So, and as I'm talking about products and services, that's the whole thing, is that you have companies out there that basically they do one or the other, but some companies do both. They provide a product and a service. So for instance, or they provide multiple products and a service. For instance, that's why you have people like that was the economy that has developed based off of this new world with the pandemic situation. That's why you have people like corporations, say like a Walmart, a Target, a Amazon, some of these food corporations where they provide products, but they also offer services, especially the ones that can handle it, where since there's a social distancing situation going on, well, we also can get the stuff delivered to you. We'll deliver it to you. We'll send it to you. So we have this product here, but we're going to, but since there's a social distancing and people have to be on a shelter in place kind of situation, then we will have it delivered to you. And by the way, before I forget, I would be remiss in not mentioning that when they came with the policy of however the word and the phrasing is, but I will use this one just to cover whatever, because some of these governors out here of certain states came with their own funny little phrase to state what was going on when they were trying to mention social distancing and shelter in place, which is all basically whatever they called it in all these terms was basically a form of lockdown. And the thing is that lockdown was put in place
And when I saw the signs of it, I should have been on here to let you guys know, because now it might sound like I'm talking late, but I had posted and put this out there that not through the broadcast, but through social media, to show and say that America was going to learn what it felt like to be on lockdown. And that might have been a shock to people at the time when I said it. And it might have even been a shock still to people when it even happened. But the thing is, there are certain measures that are taken, undertaken that will hip you to these kinds of things before it happens. And part of it is understanding military strategy. So, because the thing is, as much as it's an economy, but why do you need, let me tell you something, why do you need an economy? It's not to take care of your people. You need an economy to be able to pay for the defense of your country and its people, or your company and its people. You need to abide by protecting, or you need to, that may not be the correct words to put together to use for you to understand, but you need to abide by principles that mandate that you protect your economy. And in order to protect your economy, because if your economy fails, you can't pay for a military, which is the overall protection of your nation. So just think about that for a second. Things get very deep. They go deeper than you really think. So, you don't want things to get to the point where you can't afford your military and you got enemies out there in the world. All right? Or you have certain interests out in the world and you can't afford to handle it and take care of it. So that must be understood. But back to this with the UV light thing. I believe this is a crock pot of BS. And that this is just straight nonsense. However, we're going to continue reading the article to see if we can divulge any more information that would either confirm or disprove my point of view. The good news, as the article continues, the good news here is that a UV is a proven and effective technology and is 100% safe to humans after it is applied. MTA Chair Pat Foy said, "I don't want to mislead anybody into thinking that this is a cure-all. There is still much work to be done. But this is a significant and promising new development." Governor Andrew Cuomo,
who had came out with some lame thing called pause, when he was just saying basically a lockdown, because he basically put New York City, I don't know, I wasn't up in New York State, but I know they put New York City on a lockdown. Okay. Closed parks and all of that. But anyway, Governor Andrew Cuomo reported 22,843 local statewide deaths, 105 of them on May 18th alone. Okay, so this is about a week old when they're talking about May 18th. All right. Now, the number had been higher over some time if you have been paying attention to Cuomo and his daily briefings on the progress of COVID in New York State. So this is all public information. You know, you can find it on your own, you know. So I'm not here to distort the information. I'm only giving my point of view of the information and how I perceive the information. During Tuesday press conference at the Corona Maintenance Facility, a stone's throw from City Field in Queens, the MTA demonstrated for the media how the technology would be rolled out in the field and how New Yorkers will come into contact with it in the coming days. Ultraviolet light and chemical solutions. I know y'all hear that. I actually have real papers. So you understand, I actually got the paper. It's not, I don't have, since how we do this thing here on this podcast, it's not like YouTube, where you could post things from the internet. So you're hearing me shuffle the papers. Before I continue on, just to remind you guys, you are listening to, you guys and gals, young people, old people, good people, miserable people, inquisitive people, people that just want to be in the know and want to hear what I have to say, or people that come here just to be contrary and would like to disagree, and people that see that I am providing value, all kinds of people, that you are listening to The Block Report with your host, the magnificent TDK, aka Tafari XL. And we are absolutely glad that you're here, no matter what your reason or purpose is for being here. And you can definitely check out The Block Report on all your favorite podcasting networks, on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, and all your other favorite podcasting networks. You can also find the Facebook page where you can go ahead and like, share, do whatever you like to do, repost and all that type of stuff for The Block Report on facebook.com/TheBlockReport. We'll be coming with the website soon. However, this is a grassroots movement, and so it'll come up and it'll be there in due time. So now, let's continue on. So, they said, here it is. Yes, here it is. Ultraviolet light and chemical solutions that continue disinfecting surfaces for a number of days after a single application, were just a few options FOIA has said the agency has been reviewing, as it has had to make
difficult decisions since March. Now, if this was one of the options that they were reviewing and they finally settled on this, that means they had some terrible options besides this. They didn't have anything stellar, nothing 100%, nothing really all that great, because you see how they're talking about this option. So this kind of sounds like a deal to me where somebody said, yeah, I got some ultraviolet lights and I need to sell them. Nobody's buying this shit now because where can you use it? Okay, well, let's see if we can use it and claim that we're going to use it to go ahead and kill some germs on the subway. So now what happened is the MTA, this is my opinion, the MTA will buy up, spend money on this contract, claiming that they had to do this and buy all of this stuff to try to fight Corona. And this is all a setup for justification to go ahead and sack the state with a bill to go ahead and help them once again and put some money up and or in addition call for a fare hike. So listen, nothing happens in a vacuum. Everything has a purpose, especially when it comes to money, and it costs money. So pay attention. It's exciting for us to be able to do this pilot at the same time that Dr. Brenner's clinical research has shown that UVs do kill rather efficiently the SARS-CoV-2 virus, said Mark Dowd, chief innovation officer for the MTA. The individual light units, which flash every 5 seconds on board trains that have been cleared of personnel, were developed by a startup known as Puro. Subways, buses, and stations are the first phases of the pilot, while the Long Island Railroad and the Metro North will be part of the second phase. The MTA did not have a cost estimate for the program. You hear that? They don't even have a cost estimate because they're saving time for when they drop the bill on the state and then to justify a fare hike. Watch these guys. Because the MTA has never been good with money. They're always backed up. There was one time that they even had a surplus of money and they blew that. Then they supposedly found $50 million somewhere just out of the blue or whatever, some sort of millions of dollars, when they have millions of dollars in artwork sitting up in executive offices and all of this type of stuff. So the MTA has been put out there for having multiple books, different books, for their money and all of that. So you can't listen to the MTA when it comes to money. They don't have a really good track record of being very diligent and prudent with the funds that they receive. We've said before, it'll cost hundreds of millions of dollars both in this budget and in the financial plan for 2020. That continues to be the case. Obviously, the use of new technology going forward may affect that in a more favorable way, but we're not counting on that, Foy said. The specific form of light is UVA, which is less damaging to humans than UVC, which is the workers leave trains before the lamps are activated. The MTA has contracted 158 devices with a total of 230 lamps from Puro Lighting at approximately $1 million. Foy explained that going forward, the MTA would put out a request for proposal to suppliers. They have no binding agreement with Puro and expect them to compete for the RFP. I guess that's it must be a term for some sort of project. P must be for the project or whatever. I can't tell where RFP is. But however, you see, they said, oh, the UVA is less harmful than UVC. So that doesn't mean it's not harmful at all. So this is what I'm saying. You have to read between the lines. Read between the lines. On another note, I mean, there's just so much that I would like to talk about with y'all tonight. Although, I don't want to be on here too long. And there's just so much to talk about. So much to talk about. There's a lot of national stuff that's going on. However, this is the first time in a long time that I actually got to something that was local, which is essentially where the Block Report was made for and started for. And what we want to do is we want to make a franchise out of the Block Report so that you could have a Block Report for every city and every state in these 50 states. So that those Block Reports could be powerhouses, movements for change to bring about real change and change that will be beneficial to Black people especially. Okay, and it won't come about, that beneficial change won't come about in a vote for a president. So, how will it come about, they ask? You need the certain elements that will need to be put in place. See, for instance, I'm going to start with something from a personal level. And what happens is when I build, and then I'm going to build this thing up. I was given something and someone said to me, a person is a people and a people is a nation. So, how a person is a people and a people is a nation, there's different levels you could go at it with. But one of the things is that a person has many thoughts. And a lot of those thoughts are like residents or constituents. And they represent different parts of that person. And those are the people. And then when you put it all together, that's a nation. But let me give you something. A person is also a representation of a people, because one person can represent 1,000 people as far as their thinking, their mentality, or their condition in the society or the nation. Now, so just take a moment, and you don't got to answer right now. You don't got to figure it out right now. Take some time, think about it, and see whether or not if what I've said actually makes sense. Or whether or not, whatever you want to think. I don't really care, because I know it makes sense. So I'm not debating you. It's only for you to catch up. So now, the thing is, as I was saying, so we have to understand this. Now, the reason why I brought up thoughts is because you need to do something about your thoughts. And you need to go ahead and take control over your thoughts as far as thinking properly. So instead of being subdued and tricked by the mainstream media, the white media, and these political parties, you need to come up with something. That's why I keep telling you, read between the lines. You need to go ahead and get your thoughts groomed. OK, okay? Outside of that programming that the idiot tube has provided you. All right. Other than that, you have to understand that any movement that you build up, any movement that you're working on or building up, needs a protective arm. How can you get a protective arm? Or how can you sustain a protective arm? By building up your economy, getting your money together. You get your money together, you have your money together, you have your money straight. How will you be able to do that? By spending money and keeping money within your group. Building an economic base through your group. And you, from there, you build, don't forget about your protective arm, which protects what you've built with money and your economic base. Do not forget this part. Now, I'm going to cut it short. I'm kind of paraphrasing what I'm saying here. I'm going to cut it short so that we can save this for another time in another conversation where I can go ahead and build and elaborate and expound upon this point. But I'm just giving you the short and brief end of it. One is your thoughts. Control your thoughts. And media is what's controlling your thoughts right now. So, I'm telling you, control your thoughts. Two, get your money together. And three, get a protective arm to protect you and your money. So that's my short and sweet of it. There's much more elements out there, but for these purposes, because I didn't even imagine that I would be on this long, and actually, considering the format I used tonight, we'll probably be on long like this again, especially if I'm reading articles, taking articles and breaking them down as I did today with y'all to talk about this stuff instead of just free-forming and going off. But even though I'm doing some of that even still to the point, but it's all related. It's all related. It's all interconnected and all related. One of the things, there's a quote. Don't remember the guy's name right now. I can actually find it. I'll find it for you guys right now. But the quote, I'm paraphrasing. I'll paraphrase the quote while I look up the name. And it's essentially that creative people are able to find the connections in different things and interconnect them. It's a paraphrase I'm saying to you. The point is overall is that you take different subjects, which you, a creative person, a person who has creativity, imagination, can take strains of different individual subjects, topics, or elements of things and find a way to interconnect them. And sometimes they can make something new, or they can reveal. They can bring about a revelation about something that is happening or about to happen. So there's many levels to that, of course. I'm sure
if you have even a fifth grade level education, I'm sure certain words have popped in your mind already to what I could possibly be alluding to or speaking about when I say those things, when I've said what I've just said. But as I said, though, I've been on longer than I actually planned to, and I don't want to be on here just rambling and talking stuff, but I do want to be on here inspiring and evoking certain things in your mind that should wake you up to something. And if you're already on this page, if you're already on what I'm talking about, or have a level of understanding of what I'm talking about, and you're already on that journey, well then, this is nothing new to you. And all it is that you found a home, a place where you can go ahead and realize that you're not alone. You're not the only one thinking these things, and you're not crazy. That what you're thinking is actually thought by others, and others that can actually articulate and bring about real facts and information to go ahead and establish what those thoughts were trying to expose you to. So anyway, as I said once again, this is the Block Report. I am your host, the Magnificent TDK, aka Tafari XL. And you can find the Block Report on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts, and all your other favorite podcasting networks. And what I would like to leave you with is this. Always remember to be yourself, be original, be dope, and do your best. Till next time on the Block Report, I salute you.